Tomorrow's World Commentary, July 10th, 2024. Little Things by J. Davy Crockett III. Read by William Williams. Article begins. Little Things Mean a Lot was a very popular hit song that made it to the number one spot on the charts in the United States of America and the United Kingdom in 1954. Subsequently, many other recording artists have released their versions of this song. While it has nice lyrics and a lovely tune, the title really says it all. In life, we often look for the big events or the very significant occurrences that make a big splash or great impact. Yet, it is the little things that we do daily that cement and enhance relationships. The little kindnesses, the thoughtful acts, the courtesies, and consideration shown to others without expecting anything in return reveal a person's true character and their love of others. This is true in spiritual matters as well. In the Bible, we find detailed instructions for living. It is very plain that our Heavenly Father expects us to be faithful in little things as well as the weightier matters found in Scripture. Being careful to do the little things demonstrates to Him that we really do fear Him, so to speak, meaning to have deep respect and awe for Him and His way of life. The Bible gives a number of examples of the importance of obeying God, even in the little things. One example is the story of Uzzah in 1 Chronicles chapter 13, verses 7 through 10. As the Israelites were transporting the Ark of the Covenant, a very important symbol of the nation's relationship with God, the oxen pulling the cart carrying the Ark stumbled. Instinctively, Uzzah, one of the cart's drivers, reached out to steady the Ark, to prevent it from shifting or falling. He was instantly struck dead by God. While this may seem cruel to us today, God had given detailed, specific instructions on how to transport this important symbol back in Moses' day. King David later acknowledged this and placed Uzzah's tragic death in its proper perspective, being the result of the entire people's failure to seek God's will, to have only the consecrated priests of the Levites carry the ark by hand rather than on a cart hauled by animals. 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verse 13. Happily, Uzzah will have the opportunity to repent and live out his life obeying God in the resurrection, and only one man had to pay the penalty for the mistake. There are many other less traumatic examples of the importance of little things in Scripture. A very illustrative one is found in Mark chapter 12, verses 42 to 44, where it reads, "Then one poor widow came and threw in two mites, which make a quadrants. So he, that is Jesus, called his disciples to himself, and said to them, Assuredly I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those who have given to the treasury, for they all put in out of their abundance, but she out of her poverty put in all that she had, her whole livelihood." Notice, Jesus did not tell his disciples to take the two mites, a very small amount of money, and give it back to the poor widow. That would have been an insult to her, when in fact her little offering was the basis for a great lesson for all of us. In our lives, there are little things that need to be monitored and controlled. James, the half-brother of Jesus, wrote in his book of the New Testament, "Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. But no man can tame the tongue." James chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. With God's help, one can tame the tongue, but it requires constant vigilance to accomplish. Is it important for us to be diligent in following God's instructions in our daily lives? The example of Uzzah shows that it can be a very serious matter. Also, the wonderful example of the widow who was devoted to God and His work with her meager offering shows that God really does notice the little things. In fact, Jesus made a promise based on this premise when He said in Luke chapter 19, verse 17, "Well done, good servant, because you are faithful in a very little, have authority over 10 cities. As you live your life each day, remember, physically and spiritually, little things mean a lot. End of article. Literature offer. We hope that these commentaries on our websites are a help to you in staying focused on important biblical principles. We also recommend the study guide, What is the Meaning of Life? See the big plans God has in store for even the smallest of us.